CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of the bulletin you'll find on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday the 11th of May 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Canadian amateurs gain 472 kHz allocation. 2014 IAIU conference papers available. FunCube 2 set for July launch. Radio amateurs in Canada have a new allocation at 472 to 479 kHz. The 7 kHz of spectrum is available to amateurs on a secondary basis. Canadian amateurs also recently gained an allocation at 5 megs. Papers for the 2014 IAIU conference are now available at the IAIU Region 1 website, www.iariu-r1.org. The RSGB invites all amateurs to contribute to a consultation of the on the papers, which will inform its input at the conference in September. The consultation forum can be accessed via the front page of the RSGB website, www.rsg.org. The FunCube team have received confirmation that UCube 1, which is hosting the FunCube 2 payload, remains scheduled for a Soyuz launch on the 19th of June. The team do not as yet have any liftoff times or orbital data for this launch, but will make these available as soon as possible. It's believed that immediately after deployment and activation, UK Tube 1 will commence transmitting a CW beacon, and that this will be later followed by an AX25 1.2 kilo BPSK beacon. Both beacons will be on 145.840 MHz. The FunCube 2 payload, with its telemetry downlink for educational outreach, is expected to be tested later. The RSGB is organising a get-together for its young members. The event will take place on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of July in Wolverhampton. We'll link up with the Youngsters on the Air event in Finland. The Society is therefore calling this YOTA UK. The plan is to have a mini-convention on the Saturday with activities linked to SOTA, aerial building, satellite operating, receiver building, intermediate practical work, a special event station and a barbecue. We also have a direction-finding event planned for the Sunday and a further opportunity to operate the special event station. The Society would like to see as many young members in attendance as possible and hope to make YOTA UK an annual event. Full details of the programme are still being worked on, but if anyone would like further information, please contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW, TEC.chair at rsgb.org.uk. GB2RS podcast recordings, this one, read by Jeremy, G4NJH, are available from iTunes and The Lounge, which allow the broadcast to be heard on mobile devices and internet radios. The broadcast can also be heard by going to gb2rs.podbean.com with any browser from a PC or a mobile device. The full text is included on this website. This service has been available at no cost for everyone for over 3 years, and the website has had over 92,000 hits at that time. The archive in iTunes and on the website contains all editions over the last 2 years. The RSGB would like to thank Jeremy for his ongoing service to the Society. Thank you. And Bill G4KQJ has recently retired as West Yorkshire newsreader after 10 years of service to the Society. The RSGB and the RSGB news manager Ken Hatton, G3VBA, would like to thank Bill for his time and efforts on behalf of the RSGB. After the success of their trip to the Isle of Skye in 2012 and their G100 RSGB activation in 2013, the Wessex Contest Group ARS will be operating from the Isle of Man EU116 until the 17th of May. The team intend to be on the air as MT0WCB on most HF bands between and 10 to 40 metres, and on some VHF bands, notably 2 metres and 6 metres, with SSBCW and some digimodes. They're taking SCED requests, email to SCED at mx0wcb.com, and they will try their best to hook up on the air. You can follow the team on Twitter at mx0wcb, or follow them at Facebook at facebook.com/Wessex Contest Group. Tomorrow, the 12th of May, sees the opening of new and refurbished facilities at Bletchley Park in Milton Keynes. RSGB members wishing to gain free entry to the National Radio Centre and the park must download a voucher from the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/Bletchley voucher. Now, for details of rallies and events for the coming week, the Luffern ARC takes place today, 11th of May, at Share Discovery Village, Linneskea, County Fermanagh, BT920EQ. Doors open 11:30. There will be trade stands and a bring and buy. Details from Ian on 0286632 6693. The Dayton Hamvention takes place 16th to the 18th of May in Ohio. In the US, there will be an RSGB presence and a large book stand and subscription department. On the 31st, Dunstable Downs RC National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale takes place on the 18th of May at Stockwood Park, Luton, as usual. Facilities will be available to visitors. Details at www.ddrcbootsale.org. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of our GB2RS News, in RANCOM or on the RSGB website, please send details by email to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the news of special events. Dengue 100 ARS will be active on the HF bands, mostly 40 metres and 2 metres, with GB0 SMA for the annual Stowe Marie's Vintage Fly-In today, the 11th of May, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. each day. More information, qrz.com. Farnborough District Radio Society will be operating their mills on the air station GB2EM from Elmstead Mill, Surrey, GU86LE. The station will operate until 5 p.m. on the 11th. Most operation is likely to be on 1840 metres. Further details, G4OQZ at QTHR. GB6MW will be aired on the 11th of May by Cray Valley Radio Society at Mopham Windmill as part of National Mills Weekend. The station is located at Rootham Road, Kent, DA130QA, and will be active on HF 4 metres and 2. Rootham Mill, the home of Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society, will be active for Mills on the Air on the 11th of May with a call sign GB2RM. I don't think I've pronounced that properly. It's R-U-I-T-O-N, Rootham Mill, I think it is. Operations will be on the HF and VHF bands. Lincoln Shortwave Club plan to operate from two historic windmills on the 11th of May. Heckington Windmill will see operations using the call sign GB2HWM, and Ellis Mill will host GB5EM. Visitors are welcome from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 12th of May 2014 would have been Tony Hancock's 90th birthday, and Coventry Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB8TH from his birthplace at 41 Southam Road, Birmingham, on that day. Lincoln Shortwave Club will run GB5DAM as Dam Busters Memorial, 2100 on the 16th to 0900 on the 17th. DX News Now, JA1SVP and JR1GSE will be on the air from Palau, IOTA reference OC009, as T88FA and T88TH, respectively, between the 16th and 19th of May. QSL each operator via the home call. ZS6AYU will be on the air from Botswana as A25GF between the 16th and 18th of May. Activity holiday style 10 to 40 metres using CW only. You'll try and use 6 metres as time and conditions permit. QSL ZS6AYU director by the Bureau. OT4R will be active stroke HI7 from the Dominican Republic between the 10th and 31st of May. Operation will be on 10 and 20 metres SSB. QSL electronically via logbook of the world. No paper QSL cards will be accepted for this operation. HB9MFM will be using J79WTA from Dominica until the 8th of June. His operation is holiday style, 10 to 160 metres using SSB, RTTY and PSK. QSL call direct or via the Bureau. Carl DK2WV will be on the air from Malawi until the 21st of May. Whilst he's there, he'll be using 7Q7VW on all bands, 6 to 160 metres, QSL home call. Rich KE1B and Anna W6NN will be QRV, as V25M and V25N from the island of Antigua, NA's 100, from the 7th to the 15th of May. They hope to load their logs to Club Log in real time, so it should be possible to check your contact immediately. Operation 10 to 40 metre CWSSB and RITI, with emphasis on the WARC's bands. Haru, JO1XGI, is celebrating his 50 years of amateur radio with a visit to the Pacific island of Pohnpei, OC010 in Micronesia. He'll be using special call V650XG until the 15th of May. Contest news today, Sunday the 11th of May. 70 meg CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Tuesday is the 432 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the data leg of the 80 metre club championship takes place from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is the usual signal report and serial number. Next weekend, 17th and 18th, is the 144 megs May contest, running from 1200 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. And on Sunday the 18th, it's the first 144 megs backpackers contest, running 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Worktall Britain 7 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday, 18th of May, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 8th of June. Full details of the rules and log sheets can be obtained from the web website www.worked-all-britain.co.uk or from the contest manager, Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, aebbooks@ntlworld.com. Now for the solar data. For the period from Friday the 2nd to Thursday the 8th of May, compiled by Neil Clark on Friday the 9th of May. Every day a new sunspot region appeared, some small, some much larger and complex. Solar activity was low until an M1 class solar flare took place on the 6th and the 7th, which increased activity to moderate. Meanwhile, at the opposite side of the sun, a large sunspot region was rotating into view, and on the 8th activity increased to high when an M5 class flare took place. Solar flux levels increased from 132 units on the 4th to 148 by the 8th. The average was 139 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 8th was 150, which is 4 units down on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B5.4 units on the 2nd to B8.3 by the 7th. The average was B6.9 units. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels, but on the 4th, activity increased to unsettled levels with an AP index of 16 units. This was probably due to a weak coronal mass ejection that departed the sun several days earlier. Activity then declined to quiet levels until the 8th, when activity increased again with an AP index of 20 units. The average was AP 9 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds vary between 300 and 400 kilometres per second. Particle densities were low on the 2nd, but then increased to peak at 60 particles per cubic blank by the 5th. PZ varies between minus and plus 4 nanoteslas on the quietest day and between minus 12 and plus 8 nanoteslas on the 8th. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week's solar activity is expected to be low to moderate, with several sunspot groups capable of producing M-class solar flares. The question is, though, will they? Solar flux levels should increase and be around the 150s most of the week. Geomagnetic activity should be at active levels for the next few days due to a coronal hole. Activity should then decline to quiet levels, but the chance of a coronal mass ejection heading our way is possible all week. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 25 megs. Darkness hour lows are expected to be about 13 megs. These figures could be slightly lower if any geomagnetic activity continues for a number of days. Paths this week to South America should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of something like 28 megs. The best working frequency with 90% success rate would be more like 21 megs. Sporadic E should take place on a number of days this week, with openings on 70 megs possible. And that's it for this week from the Propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Here now is the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events in this week. Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in Mills on the Air this weekend. On Tuesday there's a casual evening plus M0RSD on the air. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, by email, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is operating GB4NHM at Newhall Mill for Mills on the Air. Monday sees a club meeting at Sutton Coalfield Rugby Club, and the 4 metres open net is on Tuesday, 70.475 megs. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is taking part in Mills on the Air today with a special event station at High Salvington Mill. Wednesday sees a discussion evening. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. Withall Radio has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight, and next Sunday. Tuesday sees a Morse class from 7:45, and at 8:30 there's a committee meeting. On Wednesday there's the 80-metre club championship contest data leg from 8 p.m, and Friday sees a nibbles night in the shack from 7:30. Details from Chris, G0EYO, 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society is operating GB8TH on Monday to mark what would have been Tony Hancock's 90th birthday. We'll have former recording engineer Alan Florence, G7CDK, as a guest operator. The ClubNet is also on Monday, 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Friday it's the first round, G4ZMC Trophy, from So Common. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. Northampton Radio Club has its first open net on Monday at 8 p.m. on 145.4625 megs. Thursday at 8 p.m. sees a club forum on 2 metres. DF antennas in advance of the forthcoming fox hunt. Details from John Cockrell, 07713733444. South Birmingham Radio Society is having a field day meeting on Monday and has its regular coffee morning in the shack on Tuesday at 11 a.m. On Thursday, the training class with the Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and Friday there's work in the shack and a rag chew. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. Wednesday sees shack activities and a natter night. ClubNet Thursday, 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. and Saturday sees the regular new licensee mentoring and Saturday surgery. For more, contact Pam Rose, G4STO, 01427 788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday, alongside radio operation and projects. Saturday sees a committee meeting. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788578940. Midland Amateur Radio Society is on the air holding training classes and a committee meeting on Wednesday. Next Sunday, there's a trip to Dunstable Downs Radio Club car boot sale at Stockwood Park, Luton. Contact Norman, G8BHE, 07808070003. Back to traditional date listing. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is operating out of doors, weather permitting. Contact Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242699595. Monday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club has its club net on 145.325 megs at 8 p.m. Contact Bob, G3VCA, 07971166250. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Still Tuesday, Loughborough District Radio Club is having a talk on power supplies by Andrew, G7SEG. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504319. On Tuesday, Malvern Hills RAC is activating the Worcester Beacon for SOTA and having an evening talk on SOTA by Matt, G8XYJ. Details from Dave, G4IDF, at 1905351568. Wednesday, South Kirstevin Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402550. And on Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a surplus sale. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952299677. Thursday, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is having a talk on the Commonwealth Contest by Montserrat, from Montserrat, by Ian, M0PCB. More from Derek Tom, G3NKS, 01242241099. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is holding a committee meeting. Contact Chris, M0BQE, 01905777669. And on Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio is having a club meeting, followed by a quiz. Details from Neil, M0NJJ. Email neilm0njj@gmail.com. Friday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society is having a presentation by Andrew, M6GTG, on high-altitude balloon launches, including tracking telemetry video, etc., using Arduino and GPS plus low-power TX modules. Contact Graham Bohr at G8NWC 0775-760-832. And on Saturday, Central Radio Amateur Circle is at Bar Beacon. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, on 07906904071. And that's it for another week.